The machlokes that we had about selling a girl twice or selling her after marriage is a machlokes for the following tanoim. The time we learned the big debab. It says in the pasuk, "Layim shul lemachum the big debab." He which appears to lead to love once you married her off, shuvain rishay lemaychrod. Which the gemara now at this point thinks he did yiyur. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Blazayim the big debab. He which shabonga ba. It's the loss of begida of being. I forgot already the word he used, but whatever the word article used here was.
Betrayed.
Thank you. Shuvain rishay lemaychrod. The ma'akim b'fligi. Blazayim savi yashem lemisayris. You go by the spelling of the word, which is mavakdoy. Keep it sabi yeshem lemikra, you go with the reading, which is bevig dev lachem beged. Reb Shimon holds you can't sell either after selling or after marriage. Sabi yeshem lemikra ula mesiris. Vay rabba bav hua yid ben nesuun I say erisin I say. Is yid nesuun or erisin? Av kamina, the difference is liyarsha l'tamala. To yarshin her, to be metamater, liyavar nadirah. Vay, tashima, bevig dev lachem shepirish talitza lashu v'enim shalamakrei. The Gemara assumes that he did yiyud. Now the problem is, Zvunud loy mazma lo didiyak is he can't sell her hayud in my adla, according to Bekiva, he can marry her off. But beyond it, Nisuan, I said, here it is Nisuan, we have a rule given that this is Shuvain Levi Rishusba. A married girl, the father has no Rishus over her. And Lash Mabina, Erison, I said, is a raya that it's only Erison. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Helga Bekedushin da Almakoy. No. It's not that he did yiyud. Big the pirish, big the law means he did erison to her to somebody else. The hachi kamar, kivin shemasra levi elamishin is chayiv et seret shusav aynasa. Big the is a lashon that he's chayiv in obligations. Beged. So we say it means to say he gave it to somebody that when they do nesuin, he'll be chayiv b'sherek shusav aynasa, shuv ein yachol
l'makra. Is
Rebbe Akiva. Yes, he is. Tashma. Ein Meichu L'Kreivim. Reb Lezer, I'm a Meichu L'Kreivim. Can't sell it to relatives? Reb Lezer says you can. Reasons to be explained later on. V'shavim Shemaich Ha'bonu L'Kreivim God V'gushu V'chud L'Kreivim Hedget, which even though the marriage would be illegal, but would be valid. Hay Amonah Hechidami. How could he be selling an Amonah? Either Kiddush Ilim, the Kiddush Namsha, she married herself up. Amonah Karasla. You're calling her Amonah? She was never married. It's not a valid marriage. Elder Kitchavia, me Matsi Masmala according to Bekiva, who we hold is going like. She can't sell your daughter after you married her off. So how can he be selling an Amona? It must be talking about Yehud. Ah, Yehud, the father is marrying her off also. No, but Yehud is a Masmala Shaitis Lavla Kedushin Itnu. He learns that Pshat Rabbeinu Yehuda is that the Kedushin is the money left she's marrying herself off. Yeah, I mean, Nisuan, I said. If you hold she's marrying herself off all the way to Nisuan, even she is the Shuvain Levi Lushuzba. So how could he be married selling her? Must be, Yud is Harrison. Fracti Gemara Valamai Harrison, I said. Meshav and Shemachra, I had the Mecha Bito Shivcha Zacharishas. Lemaisa, she's married off. Terrences, you'll tell me. Maya Sukhlemei, Meshaini Harrison, these are Mir Zuras and Zavia. You'll tell me there's a difference that she married herself off or her father married her off. Rebbe Akiva only meant to say you can't sell her after you marry her off, not if she married herself off. So I can tell you the same thing with Nisuan. I feel the same with Nisuan. I said, Shani Nisuan Nidab and Nisuan Lavia. She married herself off to Nisuan. Maybe it doesn't take her out of her father's rishus. So I think about high mind. No, that's not a shlugger. Because Mishlai Erison, Erison Shani. You can tell me Erison is different. Ella Nisuan and Nisuan Mishani. Nisuan is a cutoff. It's a Messias. It's not something that has to do with who did it. So the bottom line is, we have a raya. At this point, we have a raya according to Rav Amram's shot in that brisa. We have a raya that Yehud is Erison. The Gemara does not slug up that raya according to Rav Amram. Rav Amram, Lord, shot in that brisa, it would be a raya that Yehud is Erison. According to Rav Amram, it's a raya. Fracting Gemara, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said that Rav Nachum by Yitzchak agrees it's the first money, so he's marrying her off. So, but my Mukum, how is he going to learn the Brisa? He can't sell the Shivchus Acharishas, and Yud is him marrying her off. Mukum, like Rav Lazar, I'm the Shivchus Acharishas, I'm the Muslim Muslim, I'm the Shivchus Acharishas, I'm the Muslim Muslim. He'll have to learn, it's like Rav Eliezer. So, it depends how you learn this Brisa. If you learn this Brisa like Rav Eliezer, we have no riot to anything. We have no right with the year is Harrison and Nisuan. But if you learn this Brisa Well, 1 minute. If you learn like Rabbi Eliezer, you can't sell a shivchus achar shivchus, but you can sell a shivchus achar ishus. So you still have a riot that it's erison, because if it would be nesuin, he wouldn't be able to sell her. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, no matter which way you learn the brisa, we have a riot geared as erison.
Why? According to the answer, it's talking about that it was regular kedushin, not yud. I thought, according to what we're doing now.
Right, you're right. You could say that. You're 100% right. So if you learn it's regular kedushin, then ain't no chinami. It would be no riot to you. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
Don't never say that, Rabbi. Just say that.
Right. Don't think about right. Why are you lakish? Can a person marry off the Amma to his son, the Katan? And his son, says a man that's Mizana with an anxious ish, not a Katan. Ashina with anxious ish, prized by anxious Katan. The Gemara understood anxious Katan means it doesn't exist. But it does. If it doesn't exist, if you hold yid, works your cut, it does exist. What do you mean it doesn't exist? If it doesn't exist, I don't have to exclude it. So the chayr is a right that you can do yid. But if you can't do yid, why do we have to exclude Asha's cut? There is an Asha's cut. The way Rashi learns, there is an Asha's cut. A yavim was miyavim, his brother's wife. It's his wife biblically. The midrash of Chazila, you'll be asked to be him. Habol lemachayim eishes ish. The mashmalon, you have an eishes cut, and she's not chayim eishes ish because the Torah was memayed her, but it does exist. And the way an eishes cut exists is through Yibum, the way Rashi learned, it's a biblical wife. Tysus has a different shot, but we learn from Gemara Rashi. My havi Allah, what is the end of the day? Can you be miyayed to your b'nai cutten? I'm Rav Hebe, I'm Rav Yana, ain't yid el begadol. The person who's doing yid has to have das. Now, Rashi learns you have to inform her. You have to inform her. Now, the only reason you have to inform her and to tell her, according to some Rishonim, you have to get her agreement, is because you're using the leftover work as the Kedushin, and that's her. Let me just finish. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you can even say the Maaser Rishonim are the Kedushin. That you have to have her agreement. Yes. You have to tell her I'm being miyayed you. Even though she doesn't have das, correct?
According
to Rashi, she doesn't have to agree.
She says, I don't agree, that's fine.
According to Rashi, she can't refuse. Again, it's my question. But Rashi, they learned that Rashi says that she doesn't have the right to refusal.
She doesn't have refusal. So you're just going through the mechanics then?
Yes. And she has the right of refusal, it's again, she has no das. And yet the Torah gave her a right to refuse. So it's obviously different either way. There has to be enough work left in order to redeem her. Means there has to be at least a pruta of work left. It's this money, the leftover money, that's going to be the kedushin, not the original sale. There's a custom, the Torah says you need it. So it's machlokes how to learn Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Person can tell his young daughter, Tziva Kibli Kedushek, go get your Kedushim with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Lav am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Shed, Lav, the Kedushin it knew, Vechim Ashar, Boshavar Putam Kedushi. Why does it work? Heritage, the father said, go get your Kedushin. That's how we're understanding the mechanics of Yehud according to Abayis of Abayuda. How can that be like Shnoi? You can tell any time to go get your Kedushin. Now the Ritva learns it works like Arev, because you're doing the Father's will. So that's the Kedushin. But the Chiddush is that you didn't even tell a person. You let her pick the, meaning you're letting her pick the person, so to speak. She owes him money, the work. She is the master. When he leaves over Shabbat Prutim, he had to have a Kedushin. So it's no difference over here either.
Why
is that means,
why is
the I didn't explain yet. That means that he's not giving her back to herself. Again, we had a problem with that. I had a problem with that, understanding that. The Mashal says she's a Ktana, so she can't really acquire herself. So you're giving her back, basically, she's still the Mashkin, even though she's turning into a wife, and still the Kedusha works. Yes?
Why do we need the Mashkin part? Just say that the extra days that she should have been working, he's Moichola, right?
Right.
So that in itself is the...
I know it's Mechilas Mova.
Right.
100%. That's how it works.
Good. That's the way I thought of this. But why do we need the Mashkin?
We don't need the Mashkin, but the fact is there is a Mashkin, and he didn't give it back.
I understand.
Again, the Shaila here is, a woman owes Reuven $1,000, and she gave Reuven a Mashkin.
I don't want to hear that. I mean,
I'm giving you a case. I don't care if you want to hear it or not. I make up the case. You have no right to argue with me.
The Mashkin tell Nogea to this Shiloh.
Yes.
Why?
Because we're trying to prove halacha. We're trying to prove halacha. Reuven lent the lady $1,000 and she gave him a Mashkin. Then Reuven went there and said, I want to be Mekadesh Yuv Anos Mechilas Mova, but he didn't give the Mashkin back. Is she Mekadeshes or not? That's the Shaila.
Fine, I'm going to ask another question. My question is, let's say there was no Mashkin, and the same...
Then of course she's Mekadeshes. The question is, does the Mashkin ruin the Kedushin? He didn't give it back yet, so how can he say, I'm Michael you alone, but I'm keeping the Mashkin.
The Kedush is, even though he didn't give it back...
Correct.
The case, but also...
Of course. That's not a Kedush, the regular case. There's a big Kiddush here. He kept the Mashkin.
And the answer is that she is the Mashkin, so it's different?
No, there's no answer. We're saying she is the Mashkin and he's not giving her back. And I didn't understand why not. I said I didn't understand it the whole time. The Mashal says she's a Ktana, so he can't give her back to herself. Even though she's getting married, she's no longer working, but he can't give her back to herself. Nobody needs the Mashkin here. The Chiddush is, even though there is a Mashkin, Hanos Mechilas Milva works.
Even though they have the Mashkin still in his hand.
That's what we're proving from here. Something about the Tanna Rabbanan and Ketzim Mitzvah Yehud Amilah B'fnei Shnayim. He says in front of two people, I'm Yehudisli, I'm Kedeshisli, I'm Metzisli, I'm Philimisayim Shesh, I'm Philisamach Lashkiya Sachama. Because according to the Tanakhama, it's the original money. But Noig Baminik Isha said it, Noig Baminik Shivchas. He becomes his wife, she's no longer his maidservant. Does that mean it's the leftover money, or does that mean it's the original money? Mashalaimer, Elisha is catching him, he tells the woman, you're Makadeshus, which means it allows him to change his mind. But meanwhile, the Kedushin will be retroactive. The Baruch of a Kitchen with Tachshalashim Yom Shem Kedeshes Lurishin. Marshal Laman, according to which man the Yom is that? He didn't say that. He said, I'm Yeshua's Yom Kedeshim Shem Putim Kedeshim Lav Loi. He makes it sound like the Kedushin is at the end, not at the beginning. It's not retroactive. Even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's not retroactive. Because the fact that you need money left at the end seems to say that that's when the Kedushin is Chal. What's the Kiddush? He didn't say Miyachshav Bayir. Kamash Malon, it's the same thing. Tanya the Chamoikros Bitev Holov Kitchel Leachar. Sold his daughter, then he married her off to somebody else. Sichech Adon, he basically fooled the Adon. Makadesh Lusheni. Divrei Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. Komemim. Yatzel Yayed Miyayed. Mashaloi Melisha Makadesh Lilak Shloshim Yayim. He did not say Miyachshav. Ubaachem Ekitchu Batek Shloshim Yayim. She Makadesh Lusheni. Mashalaman. Ilay Mele Rabbanon Amar Rabbanon Yatzel Yayed Miyayed. They said it's retroactive. Elam Rachem Beinu Rabbi. Mashal Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shito. Tzmad the Tema Lover Lak Shloshim Yayim. Didn't say anything. Just said Yid. Kamash Malon. It's like a Kedushin of after 30 days. Tanya Idach. He told his daughter, and he made a condition that no yid would be allowed. This guy, Rameir lets him do it. He went against the rules of the Torah. Works. The mayor said the Tanai doesn't work, right? And the Kedushin works, because when the Tanai doesn't work, the Maitre Kedushin kicks in, because, again, we spoke about Taisus and Subas, that the concept of Tanai is a Chiddush, that you can govern your actions by words. And if there's no halach of Tanai, your actions override your words. Because we view it as if she's Meichel. Amr Chiski, Shaini Yachad, Amr Kroh, L'Amma. Zeres HaKasim, Pamim Shein, Meichel, L'Amma Bavad. So the Torah allowed it. It's not a master mashakos of a Torah, because the Torah opened up an avenue like that. Affect the Gemara of Rabbanon, Hai Lama, my Avdilei. What did they do with Lama? So the Gemara, before they looked at Tanya, Lama, Malama, Shepachu, and Psulim. You can sell a Ramana, Lekain, Gadol. How I did know. Mai, Mekachu, and Psulim, and Kreya, and Psulim, but the difference between Kedushin and Mechira. So the Gemara, no Raya. Mala, Mekachu, and Psulim, Shekain, other Mekachu, just with the Shunara. Kedushin has greater rights. You can even Mekachu, your daughter, when she's a Nara. You should be able to sell her when you can't sell your daughter the Tanara. You sell her to Psulim. So they use La'ama for that. Now there's a third Madiyamar. The fact that the Torah calls her Ra must be Shara ben Nesua. There's an Avera. So Well, they didn't know. Why do I need a pasuk? If he can sell it to Mamzer, why can't he sell it to his brother, to his father? There's a valid yod, even though it's illegal. It's not valid. Okay, so we have over here three cheetahs. The Tanakh Rameir saying, L'Amma teaches me you don't have to have the possibility of yod. You can make it tonight, not yod. Rabban is saying Lama allows Amana Lekain Gadol Mamzer to sell to Mamzer, and Rabbi Eliezer says Lama allows to sell to relatives. Now we have to figure out. Now Rabbi Eliezer answered everything. He doesn't agree you can make a condition, so he argues in Rameir. He holds the psulim I learned now from the word Imra, so therefore Lama is to tell me you can sell to Kreidim. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. He covered everything. Rabbanan. They hold Lama's Rapsulim. They don't darshan him raw. We don't know why, but they don't darshan him raw. So therefore, Lama's Rapsulim. So they don't agree to Rameir that you can make it tonight. Now, Rameir is the one that we have to figure out. He had learned for Lama's to say you can make a condition. So what does he do with Psulim and Krivim? So to come over Rameir, the Psulim, Navkalei Michael, the Navkalei Lama, he agrees to them raw, Bain, and Danel. So therefore, he doesn't need Lama for that. And the Krivim, some of the Krivonim, that may Michael the Krivim. So it all boils down to whether you darshan and bra bein adonel or not. According to Rameir and Rablazer, you do. Opens up la'ama. Rablazer uses it for craving. Rameir uses it for making a condition. Rabbanan don't darshan and bra bein adonel, so therefore they need la'ama from Sulam, and therefore they have no pasnik for either craving or for making a condition. Just come by the Tanachad, the Michael of Abbe, Michael of Nai. Consult to your dad, but not to your son. So Mishnah made Michael love Libnai, Rabbanu, who say you can't sell with Kravim. And the Michael love and Michael Libnai, come on. Like Rabbanu, like Rabbanu, like Rabbanu, you can sell to both. Like Rabbanu, you can sell to neither. So the Gemara Lam, Rabbanu, my Rabbanu, and it's sad here. This writes a hold that since he can be Miyai to the son, if you sell to your father, he can be Miyai to his son, who's a uncle of the girl, which is Mutter. And therefore, that's Mutter. Mashenke, if you sell to your son, he can give it to his son, because that's a grandson, and a grandson cannot marry his grandson. His aunt, his brother's, his father's sister. Tana Rabbanan. We don't know what that means. Blessed be Yaakov. We don't know what that means either. My begabah nichnas begabah yetsay begufa nichnas begufa yetsay. Chum Rava lema sheni yetsay b'rashi yagorim kevah kanani. He doesn't go out like an Eved Kanani with Rashi yagorim. Amalei Rava whom lei seitzik seitzav adam namkar. We already had a pasuk with that. That's why he must have been in Eved Kanani with Eved Kanani. Think he goes out and gets paid. Kamash Malone that he doesn't go out. Blessed be Yaakov Omer. Yechidi nichnas yechidi yetsay my yechidi yetsay. Chum Rav Nachum by Yitzchah hochi kamer. Yesh le yishu bonam rabbi moysel yishav chikananis. Ein le yishu bonam. Hey, Rabbi Moshe Shem Chikananis, and we spoke on a machlokes rishayim, whether it means Isha and Banim or Isha Ar Banim or Banim. Everybody should have a wonderful Feiluch and Kasher and Pesach and Kasher with Sameach. And Mirch Hashem, we're going to start again 2 weeks from tomorrow. And everybody should stay well.